Good morning. This is Jackie, Indiana.
Robin from Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Angela Richardson out of Houston, Texas. Good morning.
Good morning, Angela. How are you? Welcome to all of you. Kingdom's greeting from the Master's Call. This is terrific Tuesday morning, and I am going to go ahead and get out of the way and turn the call over to my prayer partner, my sister, and that wonderful person. Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Minister Candy. Thank you for seating us and greeting us this morning, and to each of you, the Master Call listeners, thank you so much for calling on this terrific, truthful Tuesday morning. We bless God for each of you, and we pray that He will His grace and His love and mercy will continue to shine upon your lives. Thank you for dialing into the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I welcome you to this call today. The Master's Call started on October the 25th, 2010, by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and they have taken and submitted to God and taken and obeyed His vision, His will for the Master's Call, and this is why we exist today. Our scripture that we stand on this call can be found on Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And the mission statement for this call is to empower, enhance, and enrich believers as you begin your day, seeking first the Master and His righteousness and all the things of Him, in the name of Jesus. So we bless God for you. If you would like to listen to any of the messages from the Master's Call, I invite you to go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you would like to send an email, then I invite you to use our email address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. If you are our artist distributor on this line, don't forget there is a Vision 2012 conference call tonight. I do invite you to visit the artist.com/Vision2012 website to see what information is on the line, and also call into the back office, because today is the day has been extended for the month of October, so you still have the opportunity to make it happen. So make it happen today for you and for your family and for your team. So bless each one of you, and if you're not a part of Artists International and you want to know what it's about, then I invite you to go to the person who invited you to this call and ask them, what is Artists International? And they will absolutely tell you. Artists International is changing lives all over the world. At this time, I would like to ask Minister Candy if she would come back and open us up in prayer. Minister Candy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, my sister.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, this morning, we thank you, and we sing praises unto you. We thank you for salvation, for life, and waking us up early in the morning, clothed in our right minds, with the ability to honor and glorify your name. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, who is the Lord of our lives. We sing praises to you because you are God, and you alone are worthy of our praise. God, you are our Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. You teach us to profit, and we praise you. God, we take pleasure in the prosperity of your servants, and we praise you. God, you are our peace. You give us the peace that transcends all understanding, and we praise you. God, you are our refuge and our fortress. We abide in the secret place of the Most High. No plague shall touch us. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us, and we praise you. God, you are our strength. You are a strong tower. You are the power and everything that we need in our lives, and we praise you.
Father God, we thank you for the master's call. We thank you for the anointing you have placed on it. We thank you for the founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. And we ask that you continue to bless them. We thank you for the Rhema word that is brought forth to us each morning, enriching, enhancing, and inspiring us and empowering us, oh God. And this morning we thank you for Dr. Vanessa as she gives voice to your word. We ask that you continue to pour out your blessings on her and her family. We open up the portals of heaven to deposit into our lives. Pierce the heart of every listener so that we may not only be hearers of your word, but doers of your word as well. Let the words from our speaker be your words. Anoint her mind. Give her clarity of thought as she ministers your unchanged, uncompromised, unchecked, and unhindered spiritual words of wisdom and truth. We thank you for Artists International. We thank you for the founders. We pledge a hedge of protection around them, Lord. We thank you for the leaders in this business. And, Father, continue to bless our platinums as they go forth, lifting up the name of Jesus. Father God, you are Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth. You are El Shaddai, the Almighty One. You are El Olam. You are everlasting. You are Jehovah. You are the self-existing one. You are Adonai. You are our Lord and the Master and the master of this call. And we praise your holy name. We praise your matchless name. We praise your magnificent name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you. Thank you. Amen and amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Candy, for clearing the airways and the byways for this call to go forth on this first day of November 2011. And I say happy harvest season to each one of you. And at this time, it's time for the word. I'm going to bring to you that voice that you heard on yesterday with that powerful, truthful, setting us free message, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the founder of this, The Master's Call, with part two of Truth or Consequences. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Praise God for each and every one. Thank you, Minister Candy, for covering the airwaves so that this word of God today shall go forth unhindered and freely and piercing the hearts and illuminating into our minds and our understanding. We talked and started a two-day, trying to be one, but praise God, because we want to get all of this out and in your spirits today. I'm on assignment to finish the teaching of truth or consequences. Will we obey or not? Truth or consequences? Will we obey or not? I'm going to encourage each and every one of you who were not on the call yesterday to please go to our website and listen to the first message. And I'm going to do a brief overview because we want to make sure we cover all the pertinent information that God has laid on my heart. We talked yesterday about the fact that it was Halloween, and unfortunately it has become so widely celebrated all around the world. And this morning I want to finish this teaching, and utmost I want to arm you, encourage you, and empower you, as our mission statement always says, with the truth of God's word. And the truth that we know and apply is what sets us free. It's not just the truth that's out there, because there's many truths in the Bible that unfortunately many saints aren't applying to our lives. It's the truth, kenohi in the Greek, for intimacy, meaning that we apply it in our day in and day out. From John 8:32, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. God's word is full of undisputable truths, but we have to embrace them. And so I started yesterday going through truth and letting it be known in the heavens as well as the earth what each letter could stand for in our lives, especially in this season. We define truth, according to Webster's Meridian Dictionary, as sincerity in action, character in utterance. Sincerity in action, character and utterance. Another definition was the being of real things, events, and facts, actuality. The body of real things, events, and facts. See, if we understand where something comes from, we'll better understand where we are now, our status, and where we're going. I stated yesterday that, unfortunately, the truth right now is that yesterday, Halloween, has become literally the second most celebrated holiday, with retail sales of costumes and all the things surrounding celebrating that day, that it has literally become a marketing, advertising industry's dream for retail sales and profits, with only more sales occurring during Christmas. And in that prophetic, wow, the light versus the darkness. And unfortunately, darkness has been gaining too much ground. So I have to speak the truth to your spirits and help and trust God's going to help you understand in your mind so that darkness will never rule and win out. Let's finish talking about the truth of what yesterday represented, especially those who call ourselves Christians. I'm going to give a brief overview and then again encourage you to go listen to the teaching from yesterday. We had a brief overview about what Halloween means and how it's celebrated on the evening of All Hallows or All Saints Day. And because these days were customarily reckoned as beginning at sunset, Halloween was celebrated in anticipation on November 1st, which is today, which was dedicated to the Lord of the Dead. Halloween is founded on a fear, based on a fear, and we know that's not God, of the spirits of the dead possessing those who are alive. This fear is driven by belief that man has an immortal soul. And that's important to understand, that the Bible, that's our standard, clearly declares that only God has immortality at this time. The Apostle Paul, when writing to Timothy about Jesus, see, I'm going to give you scriptures. Even when your emotions want to wrestle with what I'm going to teach you today, you're going to have to wrestle with the Word of God. And I trust as believers, we're going to let the Word win. Amen? In 1 Timothy 6, verse 16, 1 Timothy 6, verse 16, who only has immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. The only immortal person is God. The clear teaching in the Bible is that the soul is mortal and that it is appointed unto all men once to die. Hebrews 9:27. And in Ecclesiastes 3:19-20, Ecclesiastes 3:19-20, this book of Ecclesiastes actually states that the same fate befalls both man and beast. What are you saying, Dr. Vanessa? God's word repeatedly explains that the dead are in their graves awaiting a resurrection. The dead have no contact with the living. Let me say that again. God's word, not what TV shows, not what people think or feel, because even these experiences, we're going to explain why they've deceived our hearts. God's word repeatedly explains that the dead are in their graves awaiting a resurrection. The dead have no contact with the living. But because almost all heathen nations have no knowledge of a true God, they have created times and superstitions that honor their dead. When we say we are Christians, blood-bought believers of Jesus Christ, and when we are in covenant with God and His Word, not our feelings, not what is popular, not what the media calls harmless or just fun, we have to embrace the truth of God's Word. Remember our theme, truth or consequences. Will we obey or not? We talked yesterday about the T in truth, which tell others the truth. Tell, share the real era of Halloween, of the dark side, of these dark activities, video games. See, I don't want to just stop with Halloween. I want you to understand how much deception we're walking and being exposed and bombarding with every day. And yesterday was just a culmination of the era and the evil. And how celebrating darkness, it deeply grieves the heart of God. We must share the truth with loved ones, co-workers, our children, about the true history of Halloween and how it is totally demonic from beginning to end. And we shared yesterday, and please go back and listen to where the phrase trick or treat really comes from. And in the R, we talked yesterday about stay in right relationship with Christ, our Jehovah Tistenu, T-S-I-D-K-E-N-U. And we need to read That's not a four-letter cuss word. Read the word daily to stay in right relationship. It's great to read other supporting documents, other supporting writings, but read the word of God every day. Feed your spirit what it needs to be nurtured with, which is thus saith the word of God each and every day, so that you ward off the darkness. Someone's life, someone's family member's life is going to be saved and brought out of celebrating evil because you and I are going to tell the truth and share about Halloween, the darkness that's just being hit with us on the airwaves, and it's something that we as believers need to be in constant prayer, asking God for his strategies and not at parties or endorsing events and activities that celebrate evil. We also discussed yesterday the symbolism of Halloween. We're still talking about staying in right relationships. What has that symbolism to do with the true God or Christianity? The symbols of Halloween are blackness and darkness. These are symbols of Satan. When you think of the many TV shows, the many video games, the many activities that we say we are believers, that we participate in, these are symbols of Satan that out of not being taught, not understanding, we have literally opened up our spirits and have exposed ourselves to. God is light, and there is no darkness in him. 1 John 1:5, I'm going to give you the word. 1 John 1:5 says, God is light, and there's no darkness in him. Does the symbol surrounding this holiday reflect what you and I could honestly say God would appreciate? Of course not. This holiday and this influx of darkness that we're being hit with on every major TV station and almost all video games, it's a dark symbolism, something, and it would seem like God would never expect us to accept this. Remember, light and darkness do not, cannot, will not be in the same place at the same time. So Halloween, these different TV shows, I don't care if it's a comedy show to these new drama series, oh my gosh, the video games with the darkness we let our kids play with, their spirits aren't equipped, their understanding isn't developed, and we let them play it day in and day out, and it's just bombarding in their spirits, and we let the dark side help glamorize this. It is the very opposite of Christianity. Jesus Christ tells us in John 8, verse 12 says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. God further tells us, Isaiah 5, verse 20, the 20th verse of Isaiah 5 says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. When you keep saying, oh, it was not a big deal to just dress up and go out and do a little trick-or-treating, it's not a big deal. They're just playing the video games a little while. It's not a big deal when we watch some of these TV shows and we wonder why the heinous crimes have increased, why children are killing parents and parents are killing children, because we have allowed this darkness into our spirit. There is nothing connected to Halloween, spiritual darkness, that is even remotely Christian. Its images are of death, demons, the spirit world, ghosts, goblins, and mysticism. All of this is contrary to God's word. Halloween is the apex of the paganism, and its origin and its symbols and practices are not of God. Halloween and many of our present TV shows, our movies, our videos are about the dead. Our God is the God of the living. You and I have absolutely no business watching and participating in these activities which invite, we're not even being overtaken. We're inviting these evil spirits into our hearts, our lives, and our homes. Oh, here's our theme today. True or consequences? Will we obey or not? Some of your flesh is crawling right now. You're getting a little angry. Know that that's the dark side that doesn't like the light of exposure. And we haven't even realized how much of it we've allowed inside of us. The you in truth. We're going to get all delivered today. Unity in Christ will show all how great our God is. And telling the truth and uncovering the deception of evil. We talked about that yesterday. We talked about from John 4:24. But God does want us to worship him. And when we worship him, it must be what? In spirit and in truth. And in order for us to properly honor God, he has created specific festivals. He has celebrations for us. Not the ones we often do, but the ones that God, Jesus was a Jew. The holy days, the assemblies, which God celebrates, includes the Passover, the days of unleavened bread, Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Did you notice his birthday? Christmas wasn't even in it. Resurrection is what's more important. That's what puts the blood of Jesus. Yes, it's fine to celebrate the birthday, but let's focus on all the things that God focused on. We keep by the champions of faith in God, the Old Testament, to celebrate what Jesus celebrates. Give you some scriptures again. Acts 18, verse 21, Acts 20, verse 6, and Acts 27, verse 9. We said yesterday, with unity in Christ, Psalms 133, verse 1, in that first verse of Psalms 133, how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. In John 17:23, truth will unify. Truth will bring hearts and minds together, even when we don't like it, even when our flesh doesn't feel good about it. Our hearts are arrested and convicted and repentant to embrace truth. We talked yesterday about how Halloween is based on necromancy. And necromancy, all this talk about the dead and darkness, is defined as the practice of communicating with the dead in order to predict the future. Witchcraft, sorcery, or black magic in general. See, yeah, I take it personal because I am a true prophet, and the counterfeit of what biblical prophets are psychics and mediums and necromancers, and it grieves us that people will receive and run to a psychic. I'm talking about spirit-filled Christians more than we'll accept the word of a true prophet. Why? Because we've let so much darkness come in our spirit. We're comfortable with that more than the light of God's word. Speaking thus saith the word of the Lord. We gave scriptures yesterday about how much God abhors. He uses that word meaning strong hate for the darkness. Leviticus 19:31, Leviticus 20:6. If a person turns to mediums and necromancers, whoring after them, I will set my face against that person and will cut him off from among his people. Oh, but when I watch the TV and it grieves my spirit when they're running to Sandy Brown and Jonathan Edwards and now a new Teresa, New York City housewife, just deception that gets in our spirit. Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 through 12, especially that 12th verse, anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. And because of these detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out these nations before you. Exodus 22:18, you shall not permit a sorcerer to live. You want New Testament Ephesians 5:11. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Well, let's go to that next T in my last few minutes. Last, we're talking about trusting in God's word. There's nothing to be afraid of. Trust in God's word and his promises, and just tell the truth in love. Don't beat up people. Share the truth. Plant the seed. Many who are in so much darkness, that's why they have so much anger coming at you. They're not mad at you, the person. They're mad at the Spirit of the Lord, the light that exposes this darkness. One of the hardest things to do is trust God. When we see someone who we love going in the wrong direction or living in deception, about all of this that's been hitting and bombarding us, where almost every movie from the Harry Potter series became multi-million and billion, mainly because Christians bought it. The vampire series, that is a deception straight out of the pit of hell, of darkness. We must trust in God and His word of light, and be willing to share with people. We have to tell the truth about familiar spirits. What are familiar spirits? Familiar spirits means a household servant, and it's intended to express the idea that sorcerers had spirits as their servants, and they're used by the dark world to make us open up our spirits. What are you saying, Dr. Vanessa? See, the word told us that when Big Mama died, when your husband died, when that baby died, they're dead. They're not coming back. No, I saw them in a dream. They appeared to me in the hallway. No, that was not them. That was a familiar spirit that dressed up like them, like that Halloween costume. That was a devil that dressed up like them. And it's called familiar because it came back as somebody that was familiar to you. And it spoke things you knew because those demonic spirits are hanging out around, and they hear and they know. And when you open up your spirit to it, you have just invited into your heart, into your mind, and your spirit, your own personal demon. So when we hear people say, sincere, no, I saw my grandmother. She gave me comfort. No, you saw a demon dressed up like your grandmother who was trying to get you to open up your heart, your mind, and your spirit. We've got to tell you the truth. Because when we don't tell you the truth, you start opening up your spirit to these mediums, to these sorcerers, and to these false prophets. I know it's heavy for early in the morning, but truth are consequences. Will we obey or not? And why? Because the H, we got to live holy and be willing to help others be exposed to the truth. 1 Peter 1:16 says, for it is written, be holy because I am holy. Live a life that is holy. See, when we're being just pure before God, when that darkness tries to creep in, the light will repel it. And say, oh, no, 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 baby. Medium said, walks up to me and says, see, they don't even walk up to me because the light in me says, I'm not the one. Because my source is Jesus Christ. My source is the Spirit of the Lord telling me to prophesy. My source only comes from God. A medium source comes straight from the devil. We both are telling you the truth. But our truth comes from the Lord, the goodness, the light of Christ. The mediums is death, destruction, and it keeps you in denial. So today we've got to choose truth and do the right thing and know that the truth, when we embrace God's truth, we won't have the consequences that will cause destruction for our seed, our seed's seed. We got to reverse the curse. We've got to change what we see on TV, on the video games and the movies we go to as believers. Because until the household of faith wakes up, how can we expect a confused world to know any better? Truth or consequences, will we obey or not? Father God, I thank you for this word. I seal it by the blood of Jesus. I decree and declare that there shall be clear, concise understanding. I speak 2 Corinthians 4:3-4, pull the blinders off of their eyes that they will see the light, embrace the truth, deny and dispel all delusions that the enemy has planted in their heart, and whom the Son sets free this day, this morning, is free indeed, and we will be ambassadors of the truth of your word, giving you and you alone all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for truly shedding the truth upon us this day. And I'm sure that if you heed to the word of the Lord, that truly your lives will be changed and the truth applied to your life will set you free. Not only you, but set me free as well. I believe we have been delivered these 2 days, so take heed and be blessed and walk into the truth. So we thank God for each of you for joining us on the Master's Call on this truthful, terrific Tuesday morning. We thank Minister Candy for opening us up and for greeting us. And Dr. Vanessa, you are phenomenal. I thank you, phenomenal woman of God, for truly aligning our lives with what thus says the word of the Lord. So God bless you, and we love you. To each of you, the Master Call listeners, this would not be the Master's Call without you. So we bless God for each of you, and we pray that as you go out through this day, that you would submit, accept, and obey the will of God to be that minister in the marketplace. Live your life on purpose and be blessed. We love you, and we'll hear you on the call on tomorrow. Goodbye for now.